Oh, g'day. Is that Warwick, is it? Yeah. It's Simon. I was in there the other day. You tuned the white Type R. No. I heard the dyno going, so I knew you were busy. That's fine. Yeah. And Alec told me about the stink of the car as well, which I know that. Yeah. So I went the back way off the ring road, and I saw the fire trucks were there, and they were rinsing something off the road. And I drove slowly over it because I thought, I don't drive that car in the wet. So I drove really slowly over it. So it didn't, I don't think it flicked it up as much as I think one of the other cars had. But yeah. Yep. So he must have plowed straight through it. but yeah, no, look, I took it to the car wash. I've still got that smell in my garage. It will go away. But like, damn, yeah, no, it's not a. Oh, that's right, because I did see you washing it when I turned up, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was up the road, so obviously, I don't know, some truck tipped over or whatever it was and stuck it on the road. So anyway, it'll go. But yeah, no, just quick chat. So yeah, look, smooth tune. I did notice though, and I thought it was worth a chat. It feels a bit flatter. Like actually less. Less responsive than what it was. So just a matter of testing, put the old ECU in and just had a back-to-back, just seat your pants type feel. And sure enough, it pulls. You get that starter with the original ECU. And I can see just by, I've got one of those Lamco boost gauges, so it's not, I mean, they're not that accurate. But I think the difference is it's about 2 to 3 PSI on the old stock ECU's got an extra 2 PSI. So that's probably what it does. Yes. Yes. Yep. Right. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yep. I could. I do actually work with, can you remember Lawrence? He's got a blue blob eye. Yeah, you recently tuned it and whatnot. Anyway, I work with Lawrence. I'm pretty sure he's got a leak in that as well. From memory, yeah. So he's probably, I could borrow his cord. That wouldn't be a problem. Yep. Oh, he can't leave it alone. He can't leave. Yeah, I know he can't leave it alone. He's just that type of bloke. He's actually in Egypt. He's been in Egypt for the last 4 to 6 weeks or something. So he's having a bit of a family holiday over there. All right. Yeah. Yep. 100% don't want to. Yeah, yeah. Don't definitely don't want to do that. Yeah, yeah. I think, and it is about them. Yeah. So in the lower gears, I mean, even in second year with the original ECU, you'll kind of max out the gauge, which is about 1.3, and sort of tapering down to there. Whereas I know, you know, with a new tune, it holds it closer to the one. So that's probably where I fit. So it just doesn't have that hit like it used to. That's all it was. I'm happy to do it remotely. If, like I said, I don't want to. So, do you agree that with the original ECU, you reckon that it's only for a time? It is too far on the aggressive side. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yes. Yep. 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 Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Yep. And by the time it starts pulling, it's too late. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, good. Yep. Yep. Yep, without the aggressive timing that would otherwise make it not. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, that feels fine. So that's good. If at least, you know, give me a reason why that is, and like, so I'm actually really happy I've done it now, because clearly, you know, there was knock before, which is the whole point of what I was trying to do. Yeah, avoid it. Yeah. Correct. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So you think we could safely go an extra couple of PSI, maybe get a bit of that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I reckon that's probably the go. Yeah. All right. Look. Yeah. Yeah, but and that's the main thing. Yep. Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep. 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 I know what you're going to make me do now. Yeah. I've got another version 4. I've had it since 2000. Yeah, since 2005. So I had that when it was a modern car. It's got a Vin Macaro tune with a pair of C. That's my sort of I've got a 6-speed in it. It's not bad. It is old school. And that was my fun car. This was going to be, no, I'm just going to keep it stock. But you know where it's ahead now, don't you? Yeah, exactly. Yep. Oh, I think that's it's worth me having one myself anyway. So I might do that. You've got them online on the store, have you? All right. I might go down that road. Do you need a CAN to USB converter as well for the laptop, or is it just a cable? Yes. Yep. Yep. Easy. Okay. All right. I'll get that. And then, yeah, like I said, look, I'm not in a rush for it. But yeah, maybe we'll do that. And I might have a look at, Yeah. Right. No worries. Well, thanks for the chat. And we'll speak soon. All right. Thanks, Eric.